Welcome to This Is Important, a production of iHeartRadio, the show where we talk about what's obviously most critically, crucially important.
Today on This Is Important.
Token bowls, baby.
Big beers are way more fun than small beers.
Oh, oh, whoa, oh.
Awkward.
And here we go.
Hell yeah.
And we're back, baby.
Hell yeah.
I love your smile.
Oh,
I love your smile.
It's good to see you guys.
Oh,
right back at you.
Chloe and I actually yesterday were going through, did you guys do this when you got married? We picked out music.
Oh yeah.
Like they have like a list that we had to go through of like 1,000 songs. And just pick like what songs we like the most, so then the DJ understands the style.
Do you have the time?
Yeah, it's just nothing but Green Day, Blink 182,
yeah.
And Disturbed.
Well, I remember picking out the special songs, like the dancing and like the first dance. Yeah. I remember doing that.
Oh yeah, it was like 5 hours of homework I did yesterday. I'm like, this is too much shit.
Yeah,
Chloe's all stressing about it. Mm-hmm. I'm like, this is too much. I don't want to pick their whole. We're hiring a DJ so that they play the music.
Thank you. What am I paying you for?
Right. Adam, if I know you, you might just want to throw on some Jack FM and you're done.
Yeah, baby.
There we go.
Yeah, baby. 93.1 yeah. Jack
Dude,
FM.
If I know you, do that there.
Yeah.
Just tune in live to the Weenie Roast, K-Rock Weenie Roast, and let it go.
I liked that.
You like that, Durs? You like that?
I like picking the music. Yeah, I'm not like a music head, but I'm very specific about what I want at my wedding for sure.
Okay.
Well, I think for sure it's a very important moment.
A lot of R. Kelly.
There you go. Okay. There you go. Step in the name of love. It was
safe.
A lot
here.
Of Kells. Just play Trapped in the Closet.
A lot of getting freaky in the club during cocktail hour.
Did you play Trapped in the Closet chapter 1 through 25?
Yes, I made it. And no one could talk.
Just Sex Planet. Sex Planet.
We were all there. We all remember the orgy that broke out on the dance floor.
Yeah. It was interesting.
Yeah, felt good.
You guys want to hear something funny? Here's a funny thing real quick. My anniversary, 10-year anniversary was just last weekend.
Yeah, I know. That's crazy. Oh, congratulations.
Congratulations.
That's nuts, dude.
It's crazy. Thank you, guys. Emma's looking through photos of the wedding on her phone.
That's nuts that Emma's still married to you.
Tell you.
Yeah!
So she goes, okay. Hey, you know, before we went to dinner, she goes, I was looking at photos from our wedding, and you know what? And I was like, yeah, what? Like what? And she goes, a lot of those people are dead.
What?
And I was like,
that's
what?
She's
like, it was just like grandparents. And I go,
right.
That's okay. That's the takeaway that old people died? Yeah.
Yeah.
I love you too.
Yeah. Old people do die.
Dude, that's wild though, man. It's true. She's probably just pointing out something that's real and like, what the hell? They're gone. But they got to have that moment. You know what I mean?
That's right. They went through life. Got to our wedding.
And you got the picture.
Yes.
You got the memory. You get to remember them and and think about them
every
10 years.
Isn't that the number one reason people get married is for their grandparents to see it? They're like, we got to do it before the grandparents.
Yes.
For sure.
For Meemaw. Do it for Meemaw.
Yeah.
They like to see that stuff.
And Kyle,
yeah.
Did we get married at the same place?
Anders, we did. We got married at the exact same place. I saw you posting or maybe Emma posted the picture of all of us standing up there under the oak tree. And I was like, oh yeah, dude, I got the same framing of my wedding as well.
It was dope.
And that's worth saying. I mean, you had it there. And then my wife was not at your wedding. And we
have a thing. I don't speak to her. I'm just kidding. We didn't know her at the time.
Yeah, we didn't know her at the time. I had just started dating her.
She was not allowed on the premises.
She wasn't allowed at the wedding because we hadn't been dating for long enough, which I think is a pretty good rule.
Oh,
like for inviting guests to your wedding is like, have you been dating for a year or two? Is it going to last or is it just a fling? Like what's the deal?
I remember when you had that conversation with me about Chloe. You were like,
dude.
Ooh, full circle.
Yeah, and this is interesting because Durs did it to me, and I ended up marrying the woman who was not invited to his wedding. But at the last moment, you were like, she could come because there was a hole. I remember when Durs said that, but like we couldn't make it happen.
Yeah, and the whole wedding list thing, dude, trust me, I would have let it fly because I don't give a hit it.
I don't give a fuck.
But I ended up marrying her, and then I did the same thing to Adam. I said, Adam, mm-hmm. you can't invite Chloe. You haven't been together for long enough. Like, right, I paid.
It's like
it
a fraternity spanking. It's
bro,
like,
is it the most fun guest at every wedding? The one random like date someone brings who's like the wild card, and you're like, whoa, that person was a legend.
Did you have a big wedding, Blake? No.
Yeah.
No, I had a very exclusive.
That's always the who the fuck is this person crying in the hallway?
It was so exclusive that none of us were there. No one was there.
Yeah, we weren't there.
Yeah, zero people were there.
But Adam called me and said, I remember he called me and said, I really want to invite Quodog. And I was like, who? I really love this girl.
Wait, last name Dog?
I really love this girl, Quodog. You wanted to introduce her to Mama Bear, your mom, at my wedding, right?
That's right. That is where they met.
Ooh, nice.
Quodog and Mama Bear.
Yeah. Wow. And that's cute. When I was like, okay, you had been dating for maybe like 8 or 9 months. And
that's solid.
I talked to maybe that. I don't remember. But
I can't remember exactly the timeline, but
that's what pushed me over the edge, where I was like, all right, she can come to the wedding.
Well, thank you.
And you guys were fun. You guys had a blast.
Yeah, we had a great time.
Under the same oak tree as the Holmes.
That's right.
It was a beautiful oak tree.
Yeah. Friendship.
You guys turned on the Ferris wheel though, right? You paid for the Ferris wheel?
Yeah, we threw down.
You guys did it. Your wedding was at the Golf Wang Carnival? Is that what happened?
We both got married at Calamigos Ranch, and Durs had a fantastic wedding there.
Which is a beautiful location.
Shout out.
It was gorgeous out there. It's like, you know, it's a wedding factory of Los Angeles. Yep. And I remember when we were, so my wife did not go to that wedding, but when we were touring with our wedding planner to pick the spot, we went to Calamigos Ranch, and I was like, yeah, I don't know if we even need to go to Calamigos Ranch. Like, there's other spots. Like, we'll be fine. We pull up. We go to one location, and then here we walk into the...
Oh, my God!
Yeah, then we walk into the oak tree, and Marissa immediately starts tearing up. And she's like, this is the spot.
Sacred ground.
This is it.
Yes.
And I'm like, are you serious? Because I'm pretty sure this is... I wasn't even too clear, but I'm like, this is where... I think this is where Durs got married.
Yeah. And this was probably three or 4 years after I got married. And like the upgrades were substantial at this place.
Yes. They had... Like I said, it's a factory. They
figured
turning,
it out. Yeah, dialed it in.
They got money, man.
Yeah, that place place is nice.
Yep.
Yeah. I should have done it. I blew it. I should have got married under the same oak tree
I mean, we were waiting, but whatever. Do your thing.
I fucking blew it, dude. I'm so sorry.
That would have been so ill.
Friendship. That would have been cool if we all take our future wives under the oak tree and we marry them.
Under the...
Yeah, I love
it. Dude, that could have happened. We could have all got married at the same place.
This is like a Nicholas Sparks novel right here. Uh-huh. This is The Notebook. This is a movie. Man, our lives are like a movie, dog.
Oh, we'll just marry our wives under the oak tree.
The list is insane. Chloe's freaking out. I feel the same way. I'm like,
what's your number of the attendees number?
We wanted it to be lower. It's, you know, we're doing it in Mexico. It's out of the country. So we wanted it to be like 100-ish.
Right.
And we're going to land right around 100, I think.
Goddamn.
But I was like, I don't care if 200 people show. Like, who gives a shit?
Whoa.
Oh, my God.
Well, let's just, and now we're like, people are like falling out and other people are wanting to come in. And it's like, she's all stressed out about it. And I'm like, why do we care even a little bit?
Right.
Like how? Because you have to pay for their dinner and stuff.
Okay. You know, there we go.
That's why.
But we have the money. It's not like we're, you know, look
bro,
at this.
Bro, you have money to give 100 other people steaks, man?
Yeah, dude.
Well, you can always throw it into the ocean. We can like chum the water and get it going.
Why do you think I'm doing this podcast, man? I got to get that steak money, baby.
That bumper bucks.
Dog, yeah. That was the thing where I was like, when they were like, yeah, you can do whatever, this meal, fish or chicken and then steak. But the steak is like an extra like $8. And I was like, throw it on the menu. Only the people that really want it will get the filet mignon.
Hell no.
What? Everybody gets it.
And then RSVP came back with filet. And I was like, fuck.
I'm a man.
We're like 95% steak. Yeah, we're all steak every day.
And I had just become a vegetarian, so I was really fucking salty. Like,
Omaha Steaks need to step up for the wedding, dude.
Yeah, are they sponsoring your wedding?
No, they're not. We had to go through their resort's catering.
Yeah, of course. So that's how they get you.
COVID.
That's how they nickel and dime you. Yeah, COVID, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Turns out we had to rent everything through them. COVID.
It's all new.
We had to fly out this band from New York City to do the wedding in Cabo San Lucas. COVID.
COVID related.
I don't know why it's COVID, but.
Can't be a West Coast artist. Cannot be a West Coast artist. Uh-uh. Must be.
Turns out they don't exist.
Are you going DJ and band?
It's a DJ band combo. It's like a DJ.
Wait, is it?
Like Linkin Park?
Yeah. Is it Linkin Park?
It is Linkin Park. It's exactly Linkin Park.
Thank you.
Oh my God.
Far too kind.
I'm so hyped.
No, it's a band that, this is their thing. They do weddings. Like, that's their shit. And then it's a DJ that plays music that you know, but then has a full band playing the music.
Oh.
To the songs.
Wait, what do you mean? They play at the same time as the songs?
Yes. So they know all the songs. That's why you have to, I think that's why the list was so insane that I had to go through, because these are like, these are the songs, and we'll learn the specific what we have to do for each song.
Whoa.
Well, do they know
Popozal?
Right.
It should be tight. I don't know. We'll see. We'll be drunk. We'll have fun.
Is Popozal gonna be your first dance?
Yeah, that's the recessional. That's when we're leaving after we're married. It's Popozal.
Right. Hey, Durs.
Yeah, Kyle, what's up?
When you did the dance and stuff, the first dance, did you have to do like any like trial dancing with your wife before the show day?
Oh, practice?
No. Oh, shit.
Yeah, practice dancing?
We're not really dancers, and we're not like big time extroverts. Like, a lot of people will be like, we're doing a choreographed dance.
Yeah.
Like, they really want to do a thing.
Oh, yeah. If Adam doesn't have a choreo dance,
I'm coming out of a cake. So
yeah,
I'm going to be fired out of a cannon and land on the dance floor. So
Adam's going to come out on a fajita plate.
This shit better be pitch perfect four, brother.
Please don't stop the music.
I had to do it. I had to do like just basic dance lessons and learn how to.
Oh, you did it?
Yeah, I had to learn. I mean, I didn't have to. I did it.
What'd you do? The fucking foxtrot? I don't remember.
No, it was nothing.
No, it was all.
I learned how to dip and I learned how to twirl. That was it. That was all we were doing.
You don't learn how to dip and twirl. You just have seen movies and you do it.
Well, Kyle needs to take a lesson. This is how it does.
No, it was like a three-step. It was like, what was it? It was like an interesting.
What was that one?
What are you talking about, dude?
Yeah. Why are you jerking off?
Gangnam Style?
Yeah, it was Gangnam Style. Kyle had to learn Gangnam Style.
Yeah, what was that one?
I thought he was jerking off two dicks at the same time, and he was doing Gangnam Style.
I was
like,
oh, bro, I remember your dance.
Well, that's how the dance came about. It was like this whole ski polling thing.
Oh, okay. That's interesting.
I distinctly remember Kyle womping Gangnam Style on the dance floor, but maybe I was dreaming.
I think you're right. That might have been...
I think that was the perfect time for Wampum Gangnam Style.
Yeah. That's how I remember it.
I keep pitching that our...
Sexy lady.
I think it's called a recessional, right? When you're leaving the wedding.
It twice, so it's got to be real.
I know. Yeah. Yeah, I think so. I just looked at it, so I'm just learning.
Processional, recessional.
I think it's a processional.
Yeah. I think that's when you're coming in is the processional.
That's pre.
And then when you're leaving is the recessional.
Oh, we're back to this again?
The prefix.
I think it's pre.
Oh, y'all back on that again.
And I keep pitching Who Let the Dogs Out, because I think that'd be fucking awesome. Just because that's a fucking party song, man.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
What, like when you leave? You can't do that.
It's just like, I do, you kiss, and then we walk out, and it's like, who let the dogs out? You can't do that.
I'm sorry, Adam.
Clo Dog. Who let the Clo Dog out?
Yeah.
Okay, wait.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Who let Clo Dog out?
Yo, it's going to go off.
That's true.
Yeah, it's going to be a fucking.
Who let the dogs out?
I mean, dude.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even let you guys get by. I would just start moshing with you.
Yeah, it'd be a fucking full-on throwdown from there on. And that's what I want.
Maybe that's when you do Popo's out.
Yeah.
I feel like that's when it could really, it wouldn't be as much of a joke. It'd be like, let's get it started.
Right. I wouldn't need that much of a joke.
Let's get it started.
it could be Fergalicious, let's get Black Eyed Peas.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm. Let's get it started and hot.
Well, Fergie's not in the Black Eyed Peas anymore. I think they like dropped her from the roster, which I cannot agree with.
Bye, bitch.
What will music do now?
Oof.
Move on.
I know I'm suffering over here.
I know.
I liked Black Eyed Peas before she got in the mix, when they were like a hip hop group, and then they kind of transitioned into They wanted money. They were like, let's get money.
Yeah, they have some super hits.
Yeah. Good for
them. But I'll like to say the opposite. I like when Fergie left them and her solo shit was freaking cracking, dude.
Oh, her national anthem?
Well, that was really good.
I was there that day.
You were?
Yeah, I was at that game.
Wow. Did you feel it in the room then?
No, I was so salty. I came as she was finishing, because I don't know if you guys remember, I did like a weird song and dance for the NBA awards where it was like me, Queen Latifah, Kevin Hart, Jamie Foxx.
Yes, yes.
It was a very strange thing.
Is that when you met Ludacris in the back or whatever?
Yeah, and I shared a dressing room with Ludacris.
Right.
And so we were back there changing. Then I came out like at the tail end and I'm like, that was weird. And then I looked, you know, via the internet later and I was like, oh shit, I missed a piece of history. I was in the same building and wasn't there for the piece of history that everyone talks about.
Right. It kind of brought her back for a minute. So, like, you know, count your blessings.
She was always brought back for the wrong reasons. Like, I remember one big story was, like, she, like, peed her pants on stage. Yeah, and then it was just, like, she was always getting bad press.
Oh, wait a second. Speaking of, like, bad shit on stage, this is classic. And this was something we showed in the writer's room over and over for a good week or two. When Lenny Kravitz was on the Today Show.
And this dude, my God.
He split his pants. Gonna go my way? He went like down into like a tuck and his pants ripped. His dick flopped out. And then he jumped up without missing a beat and blocked it with the guitar.
Yeah.
I was like, this dude is a true professional.
It's amazing.
And that cock, it springshot out. It was like a slinky.
Oh, yeah. It was loaded.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was like packed in there.
Yeah.
If you haven't seen that video, you can watch it as a GIF or a GIF now. And it is just as wonderful just watching 1,000 times back to back to back to back.
And no one talks about that anymore.
I know. He slurps his dick back up into his pants so quick.
It's like a sea anemone when you touch it.
Yeah, I was blown away when I brought it out for Marissa. And I was like, check out this dude. Look at what he does. It's amazing.
You were blown away? I was astonished.
Yeah. It's like a lightning strike of dick, and then it's, are you going to go my way?
Yeah.
It ain't over, baby, till it's over. It's an amazing recovery.
A lightning strike of dick.
He's so cool. God.
Oh, man, he is something else, isn't he?
Yeah. Well, and like that's how cool he is that didn't ruin him. Like, remember who was Ja Rule who came out and was like,
Are you ready?
He goes, yeah.
I guess not.
Yeah. And he's done. He couldn't recover from that. Fucking
Well, he tried to do Firefest.
Well, that was right after Firefest. The documentary came out about Firefest, and then it was like a month later, he's doing a halftime show.
I think it's the Bucks.
Right.
Yeah, I think you're right, the Milwaukee Bucks. And he's like, are you ready? And then saw the documentary. It had just come out. And so everyone's like, no, fuck this guy. And then he was like,
shut up, bitch.
I guess not. Also, like, that's on him and his agents for putting him in that position. He shouldn't have been out there. He should have waited 6 months for the Firefest doc to cool down. Because that shit was hot,
what
hot,
did
hot,
he
hot.
Do? What did he do in that moment? He said, are you ready? And then what happened? I don't know this.
No one like applauded. People like were booing. And he goes, he sadly is like, I guess not. it's like he's defeated.
Yo. It was like a diametric shift. Yeah. What do people say? Like it was just fundamental tectonic shift.
And he hit the recessional on his career at that moment.
Yeah, and he walked on by.
Who let the dogs out? I guess no one. I guess no one did.
Who let the dogs out?
Boo.
I know we kind of moved on from wedding talk, but I think I brought this up off air the other day. But
And let's never go off again. Let's stay on air.
Always.
Let's go 24 hours.
My freshman year in college in Wisconsin, this girl who was a senior was getting married to this guy, right? And this dude was like, I was 18 and this guy was 23 or 24. He was a man. He was bald.
Was
like, he was built like a fucking brick shit house.
I'm just a caveman.
And I was like, oh, that's cool. I didn't really know them yet because I just got to school. I was like asking him questions. And then he was like, guess what I'm meeting at my wedding? And I was like, I don't know. He goes, everybody else is getting steak and fish. I'm eating Arby's.
So yes.
So this dude, yes. Everybody ate whatever they wanted to eat. And he ate like five big beef and cheddars.
I like that.
So he had a bag of Arby's delivered to the sweetheart table and was like,
how fucking, how, that is a move.
Fuck. Yeah. Absolutely. That's crazy. That's
they
like,
they don't make them like that anymore.
No. That girl caught herself a winner right there.
Damn.
I don't even know if she knows it, but she knows it now.
I mean, should I get some In-N-Out flown in for
would that be your thing?
Yeah, I fucking love a good cheeseburger, man.
I know what I would do.
I'm saying, but like, this guy clearly has like a connection to Arby's. Like, is that your connection meal?
Well, cheeseburgers are one of my favorite. You know, my favorite is steak. Who am I kidding? So I'm going to be eating the steak.
Yeah,
so that's,
you're good.
I'm fine.
You're covered.
Yeah, I'm covered. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If I had my druthers, I would hunker down.
You have your druthers, dude. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I want a 2-entree plate from Panda Express. And just let me sit in the corner and smash that shit.
What is on par with Arby's?
Orange,
that's
like, is it all orange chicken? 2 servings of orange chicken?
I mean, maybe I could do a 3-entree plate with 2 orange chickens, but I like to do broccoli, beef, orange chicken, and then I've been meaning to talk to you guys about this but who do you think would be the forefather of who was the first person ever to hit the half and half with the chow mein and fried rice? Like, ask for that.
Who was the first person ever?
Like the third guy in line? like the third one that ever ate Panda Express.
Can I do both?
Yeah, I don't want to choose. Just let me.
I don't know.
I mean, it says right on the wall that you can mix and match.
It does?
Yeah. Yeah.
Does it say you can do half fried rice?
Mix. You can mix. Oh.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if it always said that on the wall, though.
I think they added that. That's like the first person who asked for like a quesadilla at Chipotle, and they're like,
"You mean the quesadilla, like to wrap it in a quesadilla?" Because I go mix beans. I go mix beans all the time at Chipotle. That's how crazy I'm living.
Okay,
dude, you're fucking wild.
Mixed beans is sick.
But I don't think you would want to eat that much Chinese food at a wedding, because that'll weigh you down for that dance floor. And if I know Blake, he's gonna want to cut a rug, dude.
Yeah, I want to dance, you know?
Yeah.
I'm so excited!
But for me, like, Chinese food doesn't weigh me down. Like, Chinese food is like a power food for me. It really invigorates me, and it brings the dancing out, I would say.
Oh, shit.
Especially Panda?
Yeah. I'd say Chinese food is an upper for me, and then donuts are a downer. Like, I really get weighed down.
Should I tell Chloe that she blew it by offering Mexican style food in Mexico, and we should have flown in Panda Express?
Yeah, you should have switched it up a little bit.
Yeah,
specifically for me. No.
Yeah.
Will you do it on the? Will you save that conversation for on the pod on air?
Yeah, I'll bring her on air, and we can really air this out. Yeah.
I'd love to hear that.
You know what we did do on our wedding? I remember we specifically did dessert first. And then we had a second dessert afterwards.
Whoa.
But we did eat dessert first.
Okay.
Okay.
After the processional.
That's winning.
Like, we all went over to party, and then the hors d'oeuvres that came out, they weren't savory. Mm-hmm. They were sweet desserts, baby.
Oh,
they
damn.
Were sweet desserts.
Dessert first.
And yeah. And it was like, it came from that. Like, it was like, let's do.
Oh, it did come from that.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it will. Yeah.
Well, dessert first is a thing we would chant on Workaholics.
Right.
Specifically the Man Up episode.
Yeah, and the Man Up episode.
Because real men eat dessert first.
That is true.
That was the logic.
And they drink road margs.
Do you know where it came from, though? It came from the show Gigolos, where in the opening credit sequence, there's like introducing people, and this one guy goes, like, my name's Mike, and I like to eat dessert first.
Tight.
Well, was
tight.
As, like, how cool is he?
Basically, the whole show of Workaholics was from the show Gigolos. So I'm glad we're airing this laundry.
Well, yeah, we had Brace on the show.
Yeah, we did.
Mm-hmm. And he was, oh man, I mean,
so hot.
Sometimes you get in a room with improvisers and you're like, holy fuck, look at this guy work. And Brace wasn't exactly that.
What was Gigolos? That was on what network, though?
Showtime.
And wait, so sorry, I didn't watch Gigolos. That was like you and Kevin Etten, and one of our producers. He was a big fan, and you were a big fan. His name was Brace.
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 Sean Clements watched it as well.
Yes, that's right. Brace. As yeah. in like a thing you put on your knee if you hurt yourself.
No, as in like, hold on, because you're about to get braced.
Like, brace yourself, because...
he was like, he called himself a... He's like, I'm a Siberian tiger hybrid with the... And we were like, this dude is just improvising.
Yeah, he's cool.
He really couldn't finish the sentence, but it was... It worked. It worked perfectly. Yeah. But he's like this super cut.
That's my improvising style as well. There's a lot of takes of work.
Hemming and hawing.
Lots of adjectives and verbs, yes. No periods or exclamation points.
But Brace is probably like a 50-something ex-bodybuilder with like frosted tips. I mean, he's an Adonis. Don't get it twisted. And the whole show was about him and these like five other male escorts just like doing the damn thing.
Oh my God. Speaking of Adonises,
like
Durs.
One was a rapper. It was unbelievable. This guy could not rap. It was unbelievable.
No one on reality TV ever has been able to rap except for Riff Raff. And you see where he is.
Well, and everybody on, what was that, the White Rapper Show?
Oh, yes. Yeah, that was a really great show as well. Yeah.
Riff Raff, yeah. Shout out Riff Raff.
Yeah. Riff Raff.
Back to the Adonis's Durs. There was a photo that came in the text the other day from Adam's dinner, from the dinner where you have your shirt off.
The bachelor party text.
Dude, you look gorgeous.
Thank you.
Yeah, you look really hot, dude.
Great ass!
The lighting's perfect. Everything is just really good. It made me see you in a whole new light.
Thank
and
you.
And
yeah, you're looking you're gorgeous. Fucking hot as shit right
hot,
now,
hot,
Durs.
Hot, hot.
What happened is you leaned out.
Yeah, what's going on?
I'm back in the pool. I'm back in the pool.
You leaned out. He's back in the pool, man.
Yeah, that's what happened.
Yeah, that'll do it.
He's got that long lean once again.
Do you think I'll be able to get that kind of body if I play pickleball?
No, no.
Is that the one where you bounce it off the trampoline?
It's like a very small tennis.
Yeah, I don't know if that's going to do it.
Okay, all right.
Here's the thing, Kyle. You might, but you have to do it for longer than a week. You're going to have to really stay on it. Because I know you're saying I'm playing pickleball now, but are you, or is this just this
muscle
week?
Confusion.
muscle confusion.
Sure. Uh-huh. Stomach illusion.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, mm-hmm. But there's yeah. looking fantastic.
How much pickleball are you playing, Kyle?
I'm not yeah. playing. I'm thinking about picking it up because the shot.
Oh. No,
the
okay,
producers
right.
on Shadows are trying to get going. They're on it, so I'm like going to join them and right. do some pickleballing out there in Toronto.
The pickleball league.
Is pickleballing when you like finish a sandwich and then you ball up the pickle and eat it in one bite?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's what I think it is.
I guess I'll do it.
Yes, points! So, explain pickleball, because I've seen people post about it. It seems like a thing that is becoming popular now. It seems like new age, like what, yeah. like beer ball, like softball.
Is it hipster sport?
Yeah, it seems like every few years some like sort of outside sport becomes popular and lasts for like 2 years. What is this?
Durs got pickles right there.
Yeah,
look at that.
Some
that
crazy?
Pickles, you know, I don't know enough about it. I was just kind of looking forward to it as a form of exercise and hoping that I could maybe achieve a body like Anders by playing it.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
I mean, is it indoor or is it outdoor? Do you know that much?
I think
much?
It's either or. It's either or. Yeah.
Is it in a cage? Is it different than paddleball? Like, can you hit it off the cage wall?
Shit, you got me.
Now, is this like a ultimate fighting sort of sport? What is this?
Is this an octagon or a rectangle?
I think it's in a rectangle. I think it's a smaller version of tennis mixed with a larger version of ping pong.
Okay.
And on a badminton, I think it's a badminton court with maybe a lower net. I don't even know how high the net is.
It's a low net, I think.
It's a
low net, right? That's where it's tennis.
So you're not hitting it against a wall?
I don't think so.
No. Like a racquetball or squash.
That's racquetball, yeah.
Racquetball kicks ass.
Yeah.
I think I'd like that because tennis, I fucking hate.
Mm-mm. Yeah, I'm very bad. I'm very bad.
The start and stop of tennis, my knees are like, they just feel like they're going to explode.
Yeah, you got to get on the clay court, man. You got to be able to slide.
I have to be able to slide.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is the way.
Mm. Boom.
No, that's not even the problem with tennis. It's like hitting the ball in tennis is very hard. Like if you hit
That's my problem. I'm super good otherwise.
Yeah, right. I'm a little too strong for it. It's always going out of bounds. Like you have to hit it over like the top of the ball or something.
Finesse.
I'm very bad
at it. Well, yeah, you hit it how you want to hit it. Tennis is one of the greatest sports. It is so good. I think it's my favorite sport to watch.
Like, really?
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Awkward.
Yeah. Okay. I went to the U.S. Open.
That's very French and, British of you.
Yeah, Durs is so foreign. I love that. He's my most foreign friend.
I went to the U.S. Open several years ago when Adam and I were doing the intern in New York, and saw it fucking like row 4, because there's like the shady side of the stadium and the sunny side. Didn't realize that no one sits on the sunny side, and got cooked. But I saw Federer play Djokovic in like the semifinals, and it was fucking awesome.
Wow.
Yeah, I went to the Australian Open. I was there doing shows.
Look at you guys.
And I was in Australia, and we were just out walking. And
on a walkabout?
I was taking a walkabout, and I was like, oh, shit. There's like a tennis match of some sort?
Right.
Pickleball
tournament? And then my agents were able to get me tickets, which was very nice of them. But then we meet, like, very quickly were asked to either shut up or leave.
Oh, yeah, because you can't talk, right?
Yeah, and then we stayed for, like, maybe an hour, and I was like, all right, we gotta go. I'm too loud for this sport.
Yeah, man, that's why it's so fucking British. You can't even talk during that shit. Like, what a weak ass.
That's cool, though. I like that.
Nah, that's golf shit, man.
That's fucking sick, dude. That's sick.
Nah.
You can't shut up? Is that what's happening? You can't shut up?
No, just do it in private and just have cameras watching you. Why have people
there? Oh, my
there?
God. You can't sit
it's
there?
That's just what it is.
Yeah, what the fuck?
What, you can't take...
You can't sit there and respect a sport?
Nah.
Like,
no.
Well enough to just not talk?
I can respect a... I can go to court and watch, like, a murder case and be quiet, but this is a fucking sport. I'm trying to cheer, brother.
Well, you're fucking at court. You're at a tennis court.
There's
bro.
A time to cheer, but here's the
I'm
thing.
I'm talking court.
You're at a tennis court.
Here's the thing. This is...
Hey, I need order in this court.
This is the way. This the, like, if you have a guy who you're cheering for, right?
Yeah.
Are you going to be quiet when they're about to... When they throw the ball up in the air to serve?
No, I'm going to be like, hit that shit, brother!
Right, and he's going to be like, can you shut the fuck up?
Yeah, that's my issue with tennis as well. It's like... In basketball, like, I'm screaming the whole time. You know, you're cheering them on. And they're like, what? Why is tennis so much different?
Yeah.
Do you expect every single sporting event to be this release of, like,
yes, that is exactly what I want from sports. It's the one place I can go to actually engage.
Kyle killed himself.
Kyle can't breathe that hard.
Kyle can't fake yell without killing
this
himself.
This guy, stay on the pickleball court, man.
Yeah, maybe don't.
Hey, we need to get you some actual exercise, not talking about playing pickleball.
Oh, boy.
I'm good.
No, but that is what I look for in sports, is like, it is the one place you can go to war with the other team. It's just a game. You leave it all out there. You're as brutal as you want to be, and then when the game is over, you shake hands and you say, that was really fun.
But there are different kinds of wars.
Thank you. There are different kinds of wars.
Yeah.
Oh, then well play said. Chess. Then play chess.
Get 'em.
Well, why don't you think about...
But so here's my point. Listen.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Hey,
go
shut
ahead.
Up.
If
shut
you
up.
Go to a soccer Pre- game, shut up. It's no. international shut up. Soccer game.
Shut up real quick. Shut up.
If you go to...
Go ahead. Shut up.
Shut up, bitch.
Go ahead.
Some of these soccer games.
Sure.
The noise is constant the whole time. And it and fucking it. Sucks. Awesome.
Thank you.
It sucks.
No, it's great.
Thank you.
No, that seems so fun.
It's incredible.
And you're like, wow,
yeah,
all right.
I love the buzz.
I guess
I love the buzz.
What we're doing.
I love.
And
I
some
love
jack-off like, with the shirt
honestly,
on trying to be
dude.
Like, because he has no friends.
What do you guys want?
And he's like, I guess this is where I shine. I come here and I do this.
Oh my gosh.
Honestly, I want to sit there and watch the game and appreciate the athleticism. In quiet.
That's weird. That's weird. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's some. That is some old man shit. But I will say, I went to the PGA. I forget some PGA shit in South Carolina, and it was actually pretty fun. But
yes.
What you do is you walk around. You have these big old beers, and you're taking a walkabout, and it's beautiful. Uh-huh. And you do have to be quiet a little bit. But not for very long. It's like you're quiet right when they're hitting the ball.
Right.
And then you can scream and, you know, be an asshole.
Bubble
which
booey.
Which is fun. And you're walking around.
Yeah. Tennis is a long time.
Yes.
Where
you have to
going.
Be quiet for way too long. And that's why I stayed there for
no,
like.
No, you're loud. Right after the serve, you can be like,
yeah.
Oh, oh, whoa, oh.
No, they stay quiet the whole
no,
time.
No, they don't. If you,
yes,
if
they do.
Bruh, they do.
If you go there live, you hear how everyone's like cheering and stuff.
Like, have you ever been to a tennis event?
I watched tennis through a fence once.
Have you ever been to one?
Have you ever
No, I haven't paid for a seat or been given a ticket to a tennis match.
Okay, well then you don't.
So I think I know what's happening here. He wasn't allowed in, and now he's pushing it away.
It's all about it's all about these big beers, huh? It's all about these big beers and how loud you're going to get when you drink your big beers. That's the sporting event.
Yeah, admittedly, big beers are way more fun than small beers.
Hey, I mean,
that's what sports are to you guys. That's what sports are.
I'm still going
to
send it.
Wait, at tennis, they also have big beers. And by the way, I'm not, I don't disagree with you about how I do think sports can or and should be just loud the whole time or whatever.
Okay, it's part of the game.
But this one's not.
I know, and that's probably the reason why it's not my number one sport. It's probably the reason why I think Happy Gilmore.
I need to be heard.
Happy Gilmore changed the game of golf. He made it rowdy. He made a fun atmosphere. I know it's a fictional character.
Yeah, but then by the end of the movie,
oh, yeah,
he was quiet and he was putting. He also learned.
No, by the end of the movie, the big thing falls down.
But golf has changed. Like the younger crew of golf, like Ricky Fowler.
Okay, go off.
His nickname is Big Dick Rick, and everyone screams that after he hits, and everyone likes it. At least I kept screaming that with my big giant beer.
It's not his nickname at all.
Everyone.
But here's the thing. Those people are just trying to get heard on television. They don't give a fuck about the sport. They're just like shouting something to be heard on television when their friend's watching.
Adam might have gave him a new nickname. He's like, what is...
Maybe I got on TV finally.
Big Dick Rick.
No, that's what someone told me that was his nickname. And so... And then he loved it. He was like, yeah. I talked with him afterwards. He was like, I was like, did you hear me? He's like, yeah, heard you.
Yeah, Tiger Woods' nickname was Huge Cock Tiger, dude.
Tiger Cock Tiger.
Tiger Cock.
Tiger Cock.
Tiger Cock. He loved it. He ate that shit up. Mm. I have no beef with tennis. I just wouldn't give it best sport, my favorite sport.
It's not my favorite sport. It's my favorite sport to watch. On TV.
I thought you said that.
Can I show you guys something that I got the other day and I'm pretty proud of it?
Circumcised.
Yeah.
Is it a nipple piercing?
Oh, shit.
Look at this fucking shirt, bro.
Wait, Bank of Dad, where money grows on trees.
Yeah, dog.
Okay.
Dude, got it in Maui. Super pumped to be rocking a dad shirt unironically. It's fucking sick because, when we were in our early 20s, we'd rock some dad gear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes, ironically.
But it would be ironic.
It was as a joke.
Uh-huh. Now it's not, and I'm just like, Adam, you don't know, but the other two know. Like, it's fucking sick.
Way to rub it in, I know.
Yeah.
That's not my dad.
What?
That's not my dad! It is crazy that Chloe was like, holy shit, Durs and Emma have been married for 10 years and you're not even married yet. And I was like, oh, I didn't know it was a race.
I mean, everybody lives life at a different pace. Come on.
Yeah. I was like, it didn't even dawn on me that you're winning the game of life, Durs.
What's crazy is on our anniversary, Emma and I, we always go, another year, Adam's not married. We clink our drinks, and then I know what she's talking about.
Yeah, still ahead.
Damn.
That's amazing.
That is crazy, though. 10 years, it doesn't seem that long ago. It just seems like I remember very vividly, like, being drunk in the fountain, like, pushing each other in the fountain, you know, like a drunk idiot. Watching, there was a fountain there, and you and Emma were going to bed. And this is like back at the hotel, and we were still like tying one on. And you and Emma were going, you guys were like, okay, good night, guys. And we're like literally like slipping and falling, climbing on top of this fountain.
I remember this.
The water fountain. And they were like, Jesus Christ, don't break anything. We don't want to buy it. And we're like, bye. I love you guys.
I did like how like the festivities kept going, even though we like went to go pass out because we'd just been like glad handing and drinking all night. People were still raging. And getting lost and like stealing bicycles from the hotel to like go somewhere.
I remember that.
Bogies?
Bogies. Dude, I have a story about that from my wedding too that involves you, Adam, because like we shut Bogies down.
Yeah, we did.
Hell yeah.
Like we stayed until they're like, okay, you guys gotta go.
And how would you describe Bogies as an establishment for the people out there who don't know what it is?
Well, to me, it feels like a bunch of well-to-do divorcees that are either trying to become swingers or they are currently
swingers. Right.
There's just like old ladies with big hard tits and guys with giant collars on their shirts.
Yeah.
Yummy.
And big chains.
And chunky wallets.
Divorced dads with button downs that have like dragons stitched on the back. Uh-huh.
Yes.
And then also like young, like looking for sugar daddy type situation ladies.
Yes.
Yeah. So that being said, it's fucking awesome. It's hilarious.
It rocks.
It's the sickest, most fun environment to go get fucked up at or just have a great time. Marissa and I were sober at our wedding.
And it's in Westlake, California.
That's right. Very wealthy part of Los Angeles. So you have great clientele there. It's just awesome to watch. Mm-hmm. So we shut it down and everybody was leaving. And I was like, okay, see you guys. Marissa and I were leaving, walking to our honeymoon, our whatever, marriage suite or whatever, about to
get it on the bang zone.
Wait, you guys got the wedding suite?
We got the wedding suite.
We couldn't get the wedding suite.
And you know, we got the wedding suite and you
what
know
is
what?
This freaking White Lotus? Come on.
You know what? Fucking Kanye and Kim had to stay at the other hotel.
What? Wait
because
a minute.
We booked it in advance. They were like, this is normally their suite. And
you bounced Kanye and Kim?
Yeah, we did.
Bad bitch. Dude,
we did.
Whoa.
But power that's couple. Not even the story.
At what hotel? Which hotel was it?
This was we stayed at the Bogey's place.
You slept in Bogey's?
Oh, no. The Bogey's place is the Westlake Village Inn. Shout out.
Oh, that's
yeah,
right.
We stayed there in like the top.
Yeah.
And it was sick.
Panhandle.
But so we're going there. We're about to go there and we're leaving. And Adam, I remember being wasted. Everybody was wasted.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I go.
Checks out.
Did I do that?
And there's transportation. Everybody's like, have a great night, knowing we're about to go, Hank. And I'm
give her help, bro.
Dude, I'm in the hotel suite and
try to do good.
I'm taking off my wife's shoes. And I'm just, you know, we're getting romantic. We're doing the thing.
She's asleep.
A little foot rub.
She's asleep.
And it's like
sleep attack.
And I look down and Adam's fucking calling me. And I'm like, the fuck is this? And so I screen it. I'm like, no, dude, not right now. And then I continue. I'm like, babe, here we go. Like, there's like, I'm like, what the fuck? So I screen it again. He calls me a third time. I'm like, Marissa, just hold on 1 second. Let me see what this dude wants.
Maybe I might be dying. Who knows? Right. This could be serious.
Maybe he's dead.
Yeah.
Maybe something happened.
Yeah.
So I pick it up, and Adam's like, how the fuck are we supposed to get out of here? How the fuck? Where's the ride? Where's the fucking rides?
I don't remember this at
all. He turned into the Men in Black bad guy?
Bro, it was the most wasted. It was just like, I was like, what is going on? Mm-hmm. But Marissa and
I mean, you know what's going on.
We talk about that all the time. You really made it memorable.
On your anniversary, you talk about that and then you cheers.
That's where you clink glasses and, mm-hmm. and mention that.
Yeah, it was nuts. It was absolutely nuts.
Well, I'm sorry about that, Kyle. But I'm glad I gave you a memory that will last forever in your...
Yeah.
And now it's funny, you know, it's funny. This still is just like, damn, bro.
Is that the last time you took her shoes off for her?
Yeah.
No, not at all, man. Not at all. That's something that I like to do.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Oh, no. She doesn't take them off. That's
okay.
That's my territory.
I like that.
Yeah, it's a nice thing to do. When they're in the nice shoes, it's a nice thing to do for your wife.
You help take off
and
the
I should
shoes.
Do it more. I should do it more.
Mm-hmm. Sure, if she wants you to. Or maybe she's like, I can do this. Mm-hmm. I'm capable of taking my shoes off. Please stop.
I'm a capable adult woman.
Yeah.
Know what I mean?
Oh,
so Adam. Bogeys.
Has she ever taken off your shoes?
No. I take my own shoes off.
Okay.
Bogeys. That was intense. Good. I remember that. Adam, it was just perfect fucking timing. It was just like most insane.
I bet I imagined that I was beating you to the room. Like I was there's no way that I would have done that if I thought you were already back in your suite. I bet I was like, "Oh, he just left. He's going to tell me where these cars are."
I've often wondered what the drunk logic was on the wedding night to be like, I'm calling this dude three times right now to see where the rides are when they're obviously pulling up and other people outside know what's going on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
I'm assuming that must have been it.
Yeah.
Maybe it was kind of like Adam, like not wanting to like finally see you right off into the distance.
Yeah,
he's like sad. He's realizing this is it. This is the last time I'm saying goodbye to my bro before he goes and really puts a stamp on his marriage and love life.
It was the final cock block. The final bros before hoes test.
I want to be on you.
Because Kyle, not many people know this, Kyle used to take off Adam's shoes.
Well, we
we
had a common law marriage, so technically we were married first.
That's true. Right?
And so I realized that I was losing him to Marissa, and I had to have one last call.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think the real lesson here is you should have let Clodagh just come to the goddamn wedding, man. What the fuck, man? He did.
Clodagh was there.
Yeah. What the fuck?
He needed to know how he was getting out of there. Yeah. He was scared. I think he was just nervous about how he was getting to his hotel and wanted to go straight to the source, the guy who put it together. So
wait, hang on, you were saying, how do we get out of here? Like, you were in the bar still and you didn't know how to get out of the bar?
No, it was like there was transportation being provided to other hotels not everybody could stay at the Westlake Village.
Yeah, right. We weren't staying there. We were staying somewhere else.
Right. It was a logistical question. And to be honest, like Adam, I think at that time we were doing Workaholics a lot of the logistics fell on my shoulders, and so you probably were programmed to just be like, I need a logistic answer right now or else I might die or sleep in this parking lot.
Did he ask where base camp was? He was like, where's base camp?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
and you were like, huh?
Yes, where's Video Village?
Absolute circus, as we
no Westlake Village Inn. Video Village Inn.
That's probably what it was. And we had shot at Calamigos a couple times, so he was probably like,
that's what's crazy. We have filmed Calamigos. Yes, it's a wedding factory. We both got married there. But after I got married there, we filmed Workaholics there like 2 months later, and I got attacked by a dog.
I think so.
Yeah, what episode was that? It was like the outdoor
one. And I filmed like Mindy Project there. Like, people be filming there.
Yeah.
Biggest Loser?
Yep. Yep.
Oh, yeah. That's their claim to fame. Yeah, Biggest Loser.
We had filmed the Man Up episode there.
I thought that was the Gillette Ranch, wasn't that? They're really close to each
Biggest
other.
Biggest Loser filmed there. And then the Sly Stallone, like, fucking some sort of like American Gladiators wannabe type shit was there too. Titan Challenge? I don't fucking know.
What was that? Was that the Rocks thing?
That's the Rocks thing, I think. Tons of stuff shoots out there. That place is cool.
Yeah, lots. Yeah. Trust us, lots.
Shout out. So many things, guys.
I mean, the Biggest Loser was filmed there, but you guys came away the biggest winners because, you have wonderful wives.
Yes, points.
Oh, points.
What a great
points.
Give yourself some points.
Yes, points.
Thanks, guys. You guys really killed it.
Well, I hope, Kyle doesn't drink anymore, so he won't be the one to do that. But I hope you guys call me mid-stroke on the wedding night. I would love that.
You have to take the shoes off.
I have to.
I'm calling.
Yeah. I'm going to take right as I'm slipping them heels off.
You get a FaceTime from your brashes.
Well, also, I mean, how crazy is it that I'm fucking Nostradamus over here and I called exactly what was going to happen at the bachelor party where I'm saying, like, we're going to lose someone. Mm-hmm. And then we lost Akko and Atiba.
Well, now there's a bit of a...
Hey, so guess what? With someone's going to start the resort on fire.
What? Dude, okay? Stop.
Zip it. But we all get out alive, right?
Uh-huh. Okay.
And then we all get on, there's like a ship there, and we all swim out to the ship, and we get on board, and it's just stocked with food and booze, and then we party there all night, dude. And guess who it is? Bezos.
Do you not want your wedding to happen?
No!
Yeah, wait, what's going on?
It's Bezos, dude.
We swim away from the wedding.
He's like, guess what? You guys want to go to space right now? And we're like, oh, shit. And he's like, we're going out to this rocket right now.
We go, hell yes.
Oh, and then we all get on and we all go to space, dude.
Adam, this is when you're supposed to be taking your wife's shoes off. This is right. You and her now. This is what this is about.
Dude, but we've done that a lot. We've already.
Bro, this is the moment.
But has he ever done it in orbit? That's where it's crazy.
I've never done it. In space, Kyle.
Yeah,
so.
That's a new chapter. Well,
have you ever done it while drinking orbits?
Okay,
orbits.
Remember that cool drink with the floaty stuff in it?
The boba.
I do remember orbits. I do remember
I thought that's
orbits.
A gum. That's a gum, right?
There's also a gum.
Before it was gum, it was a drink with like little tiny gross little.
Yeah.
What were they? It wasn't
they
quite
were boba
because it floats.
Oh, it wasn't boba.
it just stays where it is. It doesn't float or sink.
It's like a lava lamp that you drank.
It was so disgusting. It was a terrible drink.
It was amazing. It was so good. You're a hater.
You liked it? I don't remember it. I don't think I ever fucking...
tasted like cum.
Durs likes weird shit like that.
Yeah, I do.
It tasted like exactly like cum.
Did it?
You know this.
What's up?
And what's exactly what does that taste like?
No, you know what? You know what the drink of choice was back in those days, right around the 90s, was freaking Sobe. We got to bring that shit back, dude. What happened to them Sobe drinks with the gecko on it?
The lizard?
Yeah.
I was a Jones Soda boy myself.
Well, that's fancy.
Yeah, Jones Soda was very delicious.
Jones Soda was Hot Topic shit, bro. That was like you get one for $3 or something like that. That was real fancy.
Yeah, that was a special treat.
But wait, what's your Sobe flavor, Blaze?
What was the one that was like creamy cantaloupe orange? Was that like?
Yeah, that was pretty good. That was good. Did you fuck with the coconut?
Absolutely. What, the white creamy one? They were all a little creamy, and they were all.
There was some melons. I feel like there were some melons.
Yeah, it was like cantaloupe. The orange and the white were the best ones. Mm-hmm. And the only place I remember buying them was at Quiznos, which. Fucking RIP, even though it still exists.
Right. Do you remember that the trick that you could do with a Sobe bottle when they were glass?
Okay.
Yep.
And let's hear it.
You could fill it up to a certain point, like to the bottom of the label, and then hold it at an angle and take your hand and fucking pop the top of it hell of hard, and the bottom would just fall out.
Yeah.
The bottom of the glass would just fall out.
Oh.
Weird, wild stuff.
Yeah.
That seems like a bad kid thing.
Yeah, Durs knows exactly.
You do? Durs, you know that?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Fuck yeah. It was the sickest shit, dude.
I've never heard of this at all.
No, it was like some cool like elementary school science teacher shit where he's like, watch, I'm going to dip this banana in the nitroglycerin and then shatter it.
Right.
Yes. It was the perfect amount of pressure to just pop the bottom off this bottle, and it was just so sick. Chicks dug it.
Yeah, it was kind of like a high school kid trick. Like, you
it was
know,
like throwing lighters and exploding them.
Exactly.
Right, or how you would go to like Burger King and roll the straws up really tight and then flick it and pop them. Like,
exactly. Dude, I was so good at that.
You start the like coffee creamer on fire.
Exactly.
This is it.
Yeah.
Hey.
Or you would take a bottle of alcohol and then put it as something like a cloth inside of it and then light it on fire and then throw it through your enemy's windows.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Or you'd reach your dick and then you'd reach it around to your own butthole.
What's up?
Yeah.
You'd take your dick and you'd take it to your own butthole and shove it up there.
I remember like that. That was like a weird elementary school science teacher move. You know,
absolutely.
Yeah, I remember that.
But again, like Kyle said, chicks dug it.
Chicks loved that, dude. Chicks loved
it. No, we're just joking. We're joking.
I remember I would doctor my lighter where you could like make the flame big. Uh-huh. But then I would also load a gun and go to school.
No.
Do you remember that?
No, chicks loved that, dude.
I do remember.
Yeah.
No!
I'd give the guy who worked the PA system, I'd be like, can you just throw this Marilyn Manson on real quick?
No.
Remember that?
And then you would do the lighter. Right?
Then you do that lighter thing?
And then I would do the lighter.
Okay. Yeah, the lighter thing. Okay. I would light my hand on fire with hairspray. That was another thing I would do. Like spray it with hairspray or do like the blowtorch. Chicks dug it, bro.
Yeah, it was cool. It's cool what a young male mind in high school thinks girls are into.
Right.
It was just like a way to show like, I'm actually tough. Look at this.
Yeah. I'm like not scared.
Right.
I'm not scared of stuff. Look at this.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you had to compete against Bush Razorblade Suitcase and Gavin. What's his name? What's
Rosdale.
The name? Yeah, you'd had to compete against him.
Don't you know his name?
Don't act like you don't know it. You know Gavin Rosdale.
I couldn't remember.
Swallow.
I was competing with Jason Schwartzman.
Follow.
He did it right.
Yeah, you had to compete with these guys, and like
he's like the king of Malibu, right? Like
who is?
Gavin Rossdale, he just like had like a few albums, did it right, moved to Malibu, and just kicks it, right?
I don't know.
I mean, I know he had a child with one.
Is that right? I don't know. I did not follow up with him.
Because he was married to Gwen Stefani for forever.
I didn't follow.
He was married to Gwen.
But I did swallow.
Listen, breathe in, breathe out.
Breathe in, breathe out.
Yeah. Breathe out. Got a machine head. You know, machine head is fucking marijuana, right? Like green to red. Token balls, baby. Machine ahead.
I didn't know that. Wow, dude, I did not know that.
It's also a stoplight, but yeah, go off. We got that.
I think it's a metal pipe.
Okay.
And it's like machine head.
Oh, I thought he was like having sex.
Green to red.
Green to red. You take the greens, you light them up. You, I don't know. That's what I thought it was.
Zip it. I'm not sure. I definitely thought when Bush was like, I was like, this is the voice of our generation. 16 Stone, I was like, this is the biggest album that has ever come out. They are our Nirvana.
Yes.
This is the voice of our generation. Uh-huh. And then the next album came out and it just fucking sucked. They had like one song that was a hit. And you're like, sophomore slump. They'll be back.
Razor Blade Suitcase.
This dude knows the name.
Razor Blade Suitcase.
Yeah, Razor Blade Suitcase. Yeah, that's
right. Razor Blade Suitcase was inferior to 16 Stone.
It was.
Yeah, 16 Stone was a much better album.
Okay.
And then it turns out they had like six albums after that. You just, no one fucking knew about them because they sucked.
Well, they're under contract with like the label, and the label probably buried them.
Yeah, must have been.
You know what I mean? Like, if they're not good, they're like, you don't hear about them because the label's like, well, we're not going to
promote it.
Posters, yeah.
Right. Adam, can I real quick just put your beautiful, bubbly, juicy ass in the hot seat for a second and get your opinion on something?
Okay.
Because I know
hot. Standing down, sir. Standing down.
I know you to be a Coke Zero boy.
Mm-hmm.
Have you dabbled in the new red can with the black writing, the new recipe of Coke
Zero?
Dude,
I don't know if we can get this charged right now. We're trying to dismount the podcast, but right. Damn,
I know.
You're coming at me with all this fucking hot fire, dude. Put me in the hot seat just like this.
Hot. Bevy charged.
Bubbly
I'm
ass.
Allowing you to have a ripcord, okay?
It is good. To me, it's the can. It's the can.
Yeah, it's good.
I like how you bottom line, it's good. Let's talk about why and how.
It's good. If you like Coke Zero, you like it.
Right.
Yeah.
Better.
What's
or worse?
The difference? What's the difference in the recipe?
I can't even really tell. I think it's only the can. I don't think they've changed it.
It says new recipe.
I can kind of tell.
They always say that it's better.
I can kind of tell.
I don't believe that you actually can. I truly think it's a marketing ploy.
Yeah.
Because they said that the guys don't like. They want to drink actual Coke, but we're all scared of belly fat and neck fat now because we're a bunch of bitches.
Not right.
And so we don't drink the actual Coca-Cola. We still want the diet, but we don't want it to say diet. We don't want it to say zero. We don't want it to be a black can. We want it to look like a red can.
Oh,
and that's why that being said, I don't care. I thought the black can was cool, but reasoning.
I loved it. I thought it was sick as F.
Diet is a naughty word now.
Yeah.
This is so weird. It says here that the new version of Coke Zero in 2021 comes in the red can with black lettering and seems to be built around an ethos of being a bit more assertive, but rounded at the same time in its flavors. What the fuck does that mean?
I love this. See, this is like Dr. Pepper, Pepper 10.
Dr.
Remember?
Pepper 10, where it's like a soft drink for men.
Dude, when Dr. Pepper 10 came out, it came out and... We thought it was the funniest thing in the world because their commercials were like, Dr. Pepper 10 for men. And we're like, it's for men. And we're like, what a fucking bizarre, like a soda's for a specific gender. So on Workaholics, our characters obviously loved Dr. Pepper 10 and wouldn't shut up about it. And everyone's like, oh my God, I can't believe you guys sold out like that doing a commercial in the middle of the episode. And we're like, No. We didn't get paid a dollar for this. We're just, those characters were the type of guys that would absolutely love Dr. Pepper 10.
They would get
hooked. Well, we're like saying this, it's crazy that this shit is working. And that's what we were satirizing. Like here it's saying that the newest formula of Coke Z is said to optimize the existing flavors and ingredients of Coca-Cola Zero Sugar.
Yummy.
The sweetening combo of aspartame and acesulfame and potassium is unchanged. So there is absolutely nothing changing about this recipe. So it seems then buzzwords.
I disagree.
That'll get buzzwords.
Hey, Blake, but you get tricked by the marketing, man. You're
absolutely
tricked.
Absolutely not.
You're tricked.
Dude, go. Because right now, if you want to try old school Coke Zero, you've got to get it in a bottle in like
eBay.
The 12 ounce. but I found it to have much more carbonation back in the day in the black can. Like, okay. It would kind of like
bro,
tingle
this
my
is
senses.
All in your fucking head, by the way.
It's not, dude. Try the new recipe. It's much more like pungent.
Hey, I guess what we're saying is send it to us, Coke.
Well, I've had it and it tastes great. It tastes
I
exactly.
love Coke Zero. I'm a Coke Zero guy. I never wanted to be like a Diet Coke bro. I felt like that was more reserved for like third grade teachers.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, what are you talking
about? Embrace yourself.
You didn't know like Diet Coke fiends? Like Diet Coke crackheads?
Well, yeah. No, my mom was a Diet Coke fiend. My mom had to have a couple Diet Cokes every day.
Exactly.
My wife went through that too.
Yeah.
I feel like that's a passing. Yeah.
For sure.
I just have never been hooked to a soda. My very favorite soda that I have ever, like the one I've craved in my life is Coke Zero. Coke Zero, for some reason, just
you crave
I love it?
It.
Yeah, I think it's delicious.
You never craved root beer? You never craved root beer?
Maybe
you
with
never,
pizza.
You never fucked up a cream soda? You never went through a cream soda phase?
I mean, root beer.
A Swiss Miss phase?
Yeah, bro.
No, not like, I'll drink Coke Zero like
you never fucking Baja Blasted like, your life away?
I wish I could tell you
guys. Wait a second,
guys,
why don't we just get to this? Do you have any regrets or
dude,
apologies?
Yeah. Is there a regret or apology, please?
I'm just saying.
Because, I'm calling it. It's a Code Red. All right.
No, I'm just saying, like, I will go through my day and treat like a Coke Zero, kind of like having a cup of iced coffee. You know, like, I like a Coke Zero as a delicious pick me up over ice. It's delectable.
Well, yeah, you're just explaining things that, like, human beings like. In the afternoon, they like a little caffeine.
I've never had that with soda, though. I've never had that with a soda.
But, like, you need it?
I love it. I think it's so good.
Hey, I also like it too. You saw me. I was drinking a can. I was drinking a Diet Dr. Pepper.
Oh, sure.
Okay, DP10.
Through the pot.
DP10. That's basically a DP10.
Yeah.
It is.
And I like it. Admittedly, I don't like the Diet Dr. Pepper as much as I liked the DP10. Those 10 extra calories, there was some flavor in them cows.
Yeah. They made them count.
Let me ask you a question. Diet soda is fucking gross across the board. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, people do say that.
Well, I don't respond to it too well.
I think soda is kind of fucking gross across the board, to tell you the truth. I barely drink it anymore. I last cans I had was at in wherever we were for your bachelor party. Where were
we? The Ozarks.
The Ozarks, yeah.
Yeah,
that was... I haven't had soda in years.
The move is just less... Like, you drink a regular Coke, but you drink those little tiny cans.
That's tight.
Yeah, airplane cans.
Yeah, the little ones, and they make your hands look all big, so it's kind of fun. For Instagram, it's fun.
I like that. I like that part.
Yeah, or you just fucking chug up a six-pack of Dr. Pepper 10. It's for men.
For I'm going men CZ, only. Baby. I'm going
I just,
CZ.
I like, when you have the regular and then you got the diet right next to it, it's fucking like, it's such a worse option, but everybody wants to drink soda and not feel like they're drinking an entire glass of sugar, and I get that, but like...
But when you do drink, I mean, I find when I do drink a soda that has like 42 grams of sugar in it, that I do feel like trash afterwards.
I know, but you don't drink a 12-ounce can or like a fucking 32-ounce cup.
Right. So you can go for like 16.
When I see a dude with a big gulp coming out of 7-Eleven now.
So sick.
Oh, yeah.
I worship
like
him.
For his work day or whatever. I'm like, holy fuck, homie.
I love seeing those dudes that like, you could tell they're like going to work and they have like two Monster Energy drinks in their hands. Yeah. I'm like, oh shit. Yeah.
He's going to work.
Take me back to the good old days.
Yeah, that's how it was.
Who let the dogs out?
Yeah.
Strap in,
let's
baby.
Let's go, baby. You know what's about to go down. A fucking hard day of work.
Any take backs, apologies, or giveaways, guys?
Yeah, I want to give away.
he was about to say something mean.
Yeah, I probably was. But I want to take back all. I want to have a taste test. I want whoever is out there listening to send us your diet soda product, and we'll give our honest opinion about it.
Mm. Mm. Okay.
It would be cool to find a good soda.
Coke Zero. It's Coke Zero.
That's the giveaway.
It's Coke Zero.
Coke Zero is pretty great.
The giveaway is to give us the stuff.
Yes, the giveaway is you give us free shit. Yeah.
I love that.
Well, I want to thank Kyle for really putting up with me being drunk at your wedding and asking where the transportation is. I do believe that I thought I had beat you. I didn't think you'd made it back to the room yet. And I would like to apologize for that.
Okay.
And I also would like to thank you for letting me bring my future wife, Chloe Dog, to your wedding. Okay. That was great.
Yep. Chloe Dog to meet Mama Bear.
Hell yeah.
Adam, when you say like you thought you were going to beat him back to the room, I got a sneaking suspicion that you weren't thinking about anything.
I mean, probably, but well, yeah. I do.
I'm going to beat him back.
I remember thinking that it hadn't been that long and they weren't like already back yet. Right.
We can run the, we can check the tape, but I'm pretty sure you said, I don't remember this at all.
I know, but after he started spelling it out, I was like, oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
I would like to do an off-pod compliment to my wife for putting up with that type of behavior on her wedding day and on her wedding night. Sure. I love you, babe.
I would like to thank Marissa as well.
I'll thank you guys for giving me a shout-out about the 10-year anniversary, man.
Yeah.
A big milestone.
I know. God damn.
Absolutely. Holy smokes.
Compliment to Durs and Emma. That is really fantastic.
10 years.
Yes, points!
Raise your disgusting Coke Zeros.
You know, Coke Zero's delicious. I'd like to compliment Coke Zero on their new recipe. I think it's delicious.
It's totally different.
I like the old version. I like the new version. Let's have them both available, please.
Yummy.
So
I like that because it's like the less filling tastes great ad campaign where they're battling each other. That's
absolutely. Fun. Let's do
battle
it.
Battle Royale.
Optimized. Flavors optimized.
Drake versus Kanye.
As a man, that gets me like real hyped up about soda.
As a man?
Yeah. Certified Coke Zero boy over here.
I like conflict.
I love it.
Way to go out on a whimper, guys.
Why do you watch tennis then? Okay, let's go.
Hey, there's all sorts of different wars, okay?
You're damn right.
As Kyle says, there's different kinds of
There's different kinds of strategies. There's lots of, you can play the intellectual or you can get out there on the battlefield. They're the people that tell the
Either
battle.
Either way, I want to be able to yell if I'm watching.
You're a warrior. I
Thank
am,
you, sir.
I'm at the Stratego map fucking putting things where they're supposed to go. All right.
I love that about you.
Hey, we all feel safe with you there, Kyle.
I'm at the Stratego map during someone else's tennis match.
Yep, that's me. I appreciate strategy.
Know what I mean?
Okay. Absolutely.
Hey, well, that's another episode.
Got it.
This is
important.